CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. China says it will expand the search area for the missing jet in the coming days. The search will be expanded to the east and west, with intensive search in the east region and enhanced efforts in the southeast from Saturday, according to the China Maritime Search and Rescue Center. It will also augment logistic support and arrange search rotations of different vessels. 8 Chinese vessels have searched over 70,000 square kilometers of the sea surface. No confirmed debris has been found. Search and rescue operations by many nations have failed to find any trace of the missing Malaysian flight. China's foreign ministry has issued a new call urging Japan to explain its massive stockpile of nuclear material. It comes as media reports suggest Japan's stockpile has exceeded the country's demand and might increase as Japan relaunches nuclear power plants. Japan is set to restart the Rakasho nuclear fuel reprocessing this October. The factory will reportedly produce up to 96 tons of plutonium metal in the next dozen years, far more than all stocks that remain in the United States as a legacy of the Cold War. Foreign Ministry spokesman Hong Lei urges the Japanese government to face the concerns and explain in detail why Japan has such a large stockpile of sensitive nuclear material. The United States gave 331 kilograms of weapons-grade plutonium to Japan during the Cold War. Japan holds another 44 tons of plutonium, which could be used for nuclear reactors. United States Secretary of State John Kerry says there will be consequences if Russia does not find a way to change its course on the Ukraine crisis. Kerry made the remarks at a press conference after his talks with his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov in London. Kerry said Russian President Vladimir Putin is not prepared to make any decision on Ukraine until after Sunday's referendum in Crimea. He also said there's a better way for Russia to pursue legitimate interests in Ukraine, while stressing the United States will not recognize the outcome of the referendum in Crimea. Lavrov said Russia will respect the will of the people of Crimea. He said Russia and the United States did not have a common vision on the crisis in Ukraine, but described his talks with Kerry as constructive. Crimea, a Ukrainian autonomous republic, will hold a referendum Sunday over its future status. The Russian government is expressing disappointment over a statement on Crimea's upcoming referendum made by the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. Moscow has been insisting that the referendum to be held on Sunday is perfectly legal, citing the Helsinki Act of 1975 that guarantees a right of all nations to decide freely their internal and external political status. This is CRI News. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani and his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin have discussed Iran's nuclear issue as the West aims to curb sensitive part of Iran's nuclear program. Rouhani expressed hopes that the other party in the nuclear negotiations would help resolve the issue faster through constructive interaction and fulfillment of their commitments, according to a report. Iran and the P5 Plus One group, including 5 permanent members of the United Nations plus Germany, signed an interim nuclear accord in Geneva last November, which came into effect on January 20th. Both sides are scheduled to meet in the Austrian capital of Vienna on March 17th to discuss a final deal on Iran's nuclear issue. The European Union and the United States have made steady progress in all areas of the negotiations, paving the way for a future trade and investment deal. A fourth round of negotiations has concluded. The week-long negotiation discussed all 3 pillars of a future agreement known as the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, including market access, regulatory aspects, and rules. The world's first ocean-going bulk cargo carrier to be powered by liquefied natural gas has started testing in waters of East China's Jiangsu province. Compared to traditional diesel fuel, the use of natural gas-fueled engines can significantly reduce pollution from sulfur dioxide, nitrogen oxide, and carbon dioxide in emissions. The People's Bank of China has suspended the use of online credit cards and payments via code scanning. A bank official says the decision owed to concerns over security. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.